creativity is an addiction. Oh, yeah. Deny it all you want. Most people who have addictions deny it. It is. You rely on it. You got to have it. There's no business on this planet that can survive without creativity, and you're going to be called upon even more because we got to get our butts back to work because of this COVID junk. Creativity. Build a relationship up with it. Understand it. Create with it. Repair it. Forgive it. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. What's the very first thing that falls out of your lips when you get up in the morning? See, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. For a lot of people, I can only imagine what the first things out of your lips would be. But I can't do that, because that would be how I would set the tone to the day. And that's just several years of conditioning is what it is, because doing morning radio and stuff like that. I mean, when I did 95.1, I was up at 2:15. I mean, it was a long drive way over to that radio station, over 30 miles. So I had to be up really early. And the thoughts that used to go through my head, oh, thank God I became a writer, because it would fester up and just really tear you apart is what it would be. But these days, right here in 2020, with all the headlines going on, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the fires, the political junk, the pandemic, everything is just going on. What is the first thing that falls out of your lips? I'll be honest with you. What happens with me is that when we wake up that early in the morning, is that I always remind my wife to take a very, very cautious first step. Because I don't want to fall, because you always hear those stories where people fall and break their hips. No, we're not ancient. I just don't want to even start that. I just want to be ready that when we wake up, the first thing we're not going to do is fall to the floor because a piece of our body decided that, we're conking out for a while. I guess you got some repairing to do. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess. It is a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer, and man, I document life and all that comes after. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. It is. To be able to sit there and be honest with yourself, to be transparent, to be truth-filled. Sure, I would like to fantasy write sometime, but where does that really get you, especially in this day and age of what's going on in the world and how you're being able to withstand some of the stress that's upon stress, which is upon stress. It just keeps adding up. That's why I have to be mindfully present in everything that is my now, because you're in control of your now. Yesterday's a different day. Sure, we got to perform for the very first time in 8 months over the weekend. I loved being on that stage. I loved the live crowd and everything like that. But it's done. Now you have to shoot for the next performance, and then you have to shoot for the next one after that. It's living in the presence of now and being available for turning now into something that you can physically respect and learn from. This is The Daily Mess. Oh, Jesus, what a world we live in. Oh, he said it. Oh, my God, he just said the name. You know, sometimes maybe I think we should be saying that name a little bit more often. This world is cracked. And it doesn't seem like anyone is rushing out to purchase super glue or duct tape to fix that crack in the planet. I mean, early this morning, I started writing. What was the exact time I started writing today? 5:14 this morning is when I started writing. I got to tell you, I looked at that clock and I was already playing out my plans for the day before the actuality physically got here. How is it that we are all so deeply dedicated in worry and fear and doubt and shame, only to be exhausted when the physical story takes place? Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, I said it again, not once, but twice. It just has a way of calming or adding security to this place of now, because the thing is that we're all looking for something, and we've all been on this trek and track that is really just aimlessly going someplace, and some people like to drown it out by gathering with other people without their mask on. Don't even bring that up. That'll piss off more people. I did over the weekend. You know, these friends were showing these big gatherings, not wearing their masks, and I did mine on Saturday. I wore my mask. I did. Right there with those people at our performance. I wore my mask. But people that aren't wearing the mask, I'll say something about it, and it's like, whoa, I didn't mean for you to turn into, you know, a warmonger. Come on. I'm just asking. I just want this COVID crap to go away, because the numbers are going back up again. They said it would. But we've got all of this stuff that's going on. And so, you know, it's one of those things that just me saying, oh, Jesus. Is that even strong enough to take on man's self-created next wave? There's always something going on. That's my mom. My mom used to say that all the time. There's always something going on. Mom, what are you talking about? I don't know. There's just always something going on. I wish she would have talked to me about that, because I think it would have better prepared me for the way and wave of the world that is just constantly driven into the ground by endless amounts of change and challenge. You know, I think we're becoming that generation that is forcing itself to do one thing, to stop remembering. Oh, no, 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 this has nothing to do with Alzheimer's. This has everything to do with, I'm not dealing with it. No. Out of sight, out of mind. Seen but not heard. We're becoming that generation that just doesn't want to deal. What are you talking about? No, I didn't read the newspaper today, so therefore the world is perfect. I didn't watch the news. What do you mean? People are talking about things on Facebook. I drop Facebook. Yeah, you can't do that. We're so addicted to Facebook. I would love to stop it, but it's such a tool in so many different ways and angles. And they know that, because the research shows that they'll be back. They'll be back. The generation that is forcing itself to do everything it can to stop remembering. And we do so, and I'm guilty of this in a really huge way. To stop remembering, we all do it. We just keep adding things to our day. A day that's already out of control. We just add more on. More on. Yeah, we do. And more on? Did he say moron? Are we morons? Gah. That's kind of a harsh thing to say. But yet, we look at the everyday world in this present place we stand, and I'd like to know what the other generations would think of us. I wonder if my dad would call me a moron for doing the things that I'm doing. And even though I try to say, Dad, I'm just trying to survive. No, you're not. No. No. That's not how you survive. The way you survive is you put your big boy britches on and your boots, and you get walking. My dad was a sergeant in World War II. He was a tough guy. You know, he was right. You got to be a big boy, a big girl. And you got to take on the world. You can't just drown it out because, oh, I'm going to go shopping so I don't have to deal. I'm going to go have a Red Bull. I'm going to go have some alcohol. I'm going to have some drugs so I don't have to deal. The crime rate is through the roof in this nation. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And when I say that, I'm not saying Jesus, you know, don't use the Lord's name in vain. I'm just saying Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Because I just feel that little bit of security, a reminder to say that you are not alone. Don't think you are. Sure, there's other people that are going through the same thing you are. But when it comes to, you know, that structure inside that mind, body, and soul, that inner voice, sometimes there's inner peace. Sometimes there's a lot of destruction. But it needs that foundation. That's something that's going to keep you going and growing forward. I read a lot of books of motivation and spirituality. What does he read the Bible? Sure, I know I study it, but on the terms of what my pastor is talking about that particular week, that I do it that way. But I believe that the healing is also coming from each and every one of us. We all have something to share and say, but many of us aren't saying it. We're not doing it. We're just keeping it inside. Oh, Jesus. What are you adding to your day today so that you can forget about what's going on in the moment of now? What are you putting in there? Are you planning out the day already? Just playing it out before it even arrives. And then when it does, you're going to go, I wasted a lot of energy before I got here. I just can't handle this anymore. Maybe what we need to do as a focused new generation, not to just let life happen, because I hate that term that says you only live once. But maybe what we could do is just be present. Be present and document it. Because in everything and all things that we do, there's a lesson to be learned. And then after you've learned it, you teach it. Because you're not doing it alone. We're all going through this. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.